Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Humans, after 12 years and over 600 episodes, we are parting ways with Earwolf and Stitcher. And we are ready to take it to the next level. Happy to announce Brett and I are starting a new home at improvforhumans.com. We're building a platform not just to continue the show, but to create a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, some other guests, and I will also present a ton of bonus content. Improv for Humans isn't going anywhere, humans. You will still find new ad-supported episodes every week for free. The same as always, but now with our new Rule of Four. Yes, the Rule of Four subscription. You can get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scenes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog, all ad-free. Four new improv education podcasts. I'll be calling the Professor Besser series. Rather, it's an umbrella for all these podcasts where I'll break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from my members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft of improv and comedy with other improv comedy experts, comedians you know, plus humans. I have in Besser's attic these VHS tapes, these high tapes from the 90s, the 2000s, my alternative comedy adventures I will share with you and talk about with accompanying podcast. In addition to the Professor Besser comedy, education, deep dive feed, whatever you want to call it, I'll have a whole other feed called Best Taste in the Universe, where me and other guests who deep dive on, yes, music and sci-fi. The best taste in music, the best taste in sci-fi. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series that Brett and I made. Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, Estates of Perfection, Besser versus the Audience. All this I've said, only $4 a month. Improv for Humans, $4 a month. Or sign up for a year for $40 for 2 months worth of savings, humans. If you get four people to sign up for a yearly plan with your own referral link, you'll get 1/4 off your own subscription. See what I'm doing with fours there? 25% off. I'd rather say 1/4 off your own subscription, humans. Leaving a corporate network carries risk. We produce a podcast where we pay three guests. That's not easy for us to do by ourselves, but we feel it's a labor of love for Brett and I. We love this show. We love doing the show, want to continue to doing it. By subscribing, you're not only allowing us to make new episodes, you're going to support our ensemble as well as empowering these new ideas, the new content, these new podcasts I'll be putting out. And we'll be looking at what cities and theaters you're coming from when you subscribe. And if enough people from your theater city sign up, I'll come to you in person for a workshop, a show. So now, humans, when I say keep being human, we now have a place to do improv, to do comedy, to talk about it, to learn about it, and maybe even a little dash of sci-fi music on the side. So humans, go to Improv for Humans right now, improvforhumans.com right now. Get a subscription and spread the word for the sake of humanity.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Mary, Vic, Iffy, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. All right, that almost worked, Brett. Sound pretty good. Was I supposed to start first?
No, that was perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was great.
To me somehow. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. You like that live DJing, Mary, Vic, Iffy?
Love yeah. it.
We're not laying it in later. We got to give you guys the energy.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was for you.
Yeah,
that felt great.
I close my eyes and I can feel those curtains and me walking out, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Stepping on someone sitting on the stage.
Yeah. Stepping on people.
Yeah. Let them know.
Yeah.
Punch someone in the face.
Why not? Wow. That's improv, you know.
Didn't know you guys were so violent.
Yeah, I grew up in the hardcore scene. You know, we drew axes on our hands and punched each other in backyards and didn't drink or have sex or anything.
No.
Not for Christ, though. For the love of hardcore rock.
Minor threat.
Never for Christ.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it was under oath. They tricked us. Under oath and Switchfoot.
So Iffy.
Switchfoot.
So Iffy, I did drink. And I didn't smoke a cigarette. I didn't get high yet. So I guess I drank a lot, as much as I could on the weekends with my buddies. But we listened to Minor Threat, and it's, you know, don't drink, don't smoke, don't fuck. And of course, I was years away from fucking. But I put those lyrics on my jacket. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't fuck. But I didn't put don't fuck because I didn't want to be like,
well,
I don't.
Yeah, you don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Leave yourself open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
Almost so everyone I knew would skip the don't fuck part. They're like, we will not drink, we will not smoke, we will not. But I wasn't fucking, but I still was like, I do,
I'm
though.
Open to it.
Yeah, yeah. I would.
Very open.
Yeah. I would. I would fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was so drinking, so I'm being all proud of my jacket. Don't drink. And it's like, I'm definitely drinking because I'm not fucking.
Did you have it on your jacket in an ironic way? Or were you, did you try? Oh, okay.
In like I'm trying to be cool way.
Yeah,
putting
yeah.
Putting lyrics on my jacket.
That is cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Was it in Sharpie or did you get a patch?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I didn't know how to do that.
Yeah.
What wouldn't let me. Let me open it up to my guests, though. What from, should we keep it in high school years? What from your school years, a fashion choice did you make? Do you look back on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like to share with us. It doesn't have to be shame.
Oh,
maybe it's pride.
I have a whole story. This you've lobbed me up.
Love
it's
it.
Almost like Comics Unleashed because this is I was just talking about this with some buddies. I was like, oh, thanks for that, man. That reminds me. No, but I am
Byron Allen of Empire.
Yeah. When I was in a senior in high school, which was 2006, 50 Cent just came out with those like string halter top tanks. And Carl Tart has informed me that I was a couple years behind. So this might also be why that happened, but my mom saw him at Marshall's and we had grad night and we were going to go to Disneyland. And I was like, that's going to be my grad night outfit. And I had me and my buddy DJ and we were matching, which also red flag number two fellas in stringy tube tops matching. And I thought I was so cool because, you know, I was at the time I was doing shot and disc and track. I was lifting weights. So I was already kind of like a buffer dude. So I was like, yeah, this is the perfect combination, a stringy tank top and being super buff. And I went to, and this is very important to note, that like I went to Downey High, which is like predominantly Latino and white. And this becomes important later. You'll know why. But we like did a pre-grad night hangout at my buddy DJ's mom's house and all his aunts, uncles, and mom were making fun of us. They were like, you're going to wear that? Do not wear that. And we were like, you don't know what's cool. You're not a kid. They're like, you, the, oh, y'all, and y'all are matching. They kept being like, and we were like, yes, it's cool. It's power. Two buff dudes in these tanks are going to be cool. We get to school. No one says anything. We hop off the bus. And if you don't know what grad night is, it's all these schools from LA go to Disneyland. They're all seniors and you party like they shut down Disneyland.
That is a dream.
That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. You get all of Disneyland, like not the whole park, but pretty much like I'd say a third of the park. And then in different parts of the park.
We just went down to the creek. Like. Yeah. I wish. That is a dream.
They have little like dance parties all around Disneyland and they're themed to different music and you can ride rides and dance in the party. And so I'm confident on this bus. And I was like, wait till these girls see me. And I get out of the bus and all of the black schools come out right next to us and just immediately like it was like the World Series of high school roasters were just getting to see me and DJ in these matching stringy tank tops. And it was like, so what? We were getting like clowned. Of course, the dude's like, oh, y'all are matching. Y'all are gay. But DJ was gay, so he was like, yeah. And so like it was just really like just light me up. Like he was great. DJ was happy. He was like, everyone gets the deal. I'm gonna be able to flirt with a bunch of dudes. And I'm like, I made a mistake. So like we're in here and I'm just and the buses were unloading in waves. So it was like just a reload, a whole new school of dudes just roasted me. And I was stuck and we were walking in a file line and you can hear them like just snapping jokes and laughing right behind me and I'm just have my head down. Aww. And I was in my head all night. I couldn't, if anybody snickered, I knew it might have been roasted. So I sat on, I remember I spent the rest of the night because it was all through the night and I just sat on the steps of Main Street with all the kids who were introverts and didn't want to be there and listening to Natasha Bedingfield on repeat. So every time I hear that song, I remember that steal your inhibition, feel the rain on your skin. And it's crazy because I can feel the rain on my skin because I'm in a stringy tank top, embarrassed on the steps of Main Street, USA.
Oh, Main Street, USA.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can I ask, so did DJ have the night of his life?
Oh, he was so high. Like he came, he was like, bro, this is great. All the dudes, they'd see me in the tank and we'd be grinding on each other. And I was like, I did not think this plan through. We had different missions and his was successful. Mine was a failure.
Oh.
Yeah. It's all right. It made me stronger.
All right. Well, I guess we have to cut to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I couldn't help but notice you dancing over there. I love your top.
Oh, really?
So cool. Yeah. So cool. You're like really buff.
Oh, thanks. That's kind of why I wore the top. It's just kind of because, you know, I've been doing a lot of shrugs recently.
Shrugs?
Yeah. It's where you lift a bar and you kind of just shrug, you know, and it makes you.
Oh, my God. I've never even heard of that. That's so hot.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't come over here to flirt with you.
Oh, that's not what we were doing?
No.
Oh.
Can I borrow your top?
Oh, you want to borrow the top?
Yeah. Can I borrow the top?
Oh, I mean, I would, but, you know, then I'd be shirtless, you know. And there's a sign right there and it says, if you're shirtless, you get kicked out the dance zone.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we can give you, I can give you like, here, I have a napkin. I have a loose napkin from when I ate a hot dog earlier.
There he is. Hey there, boy.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? I love your top.
Oh, thanks.
Love your top. I wanted just to say that to you.
Oh.
I love it. A stringy. What is that? A stringy little. Yeah.
It's a stringy.
A stringy,
you know, muscle top
it is.
Yeah. It's a, you know, GT for, you know, the G unit.
I don't know what that means. I didn't come over here to flirt, if that's what you thought.
That wasn't
sorry,
what
Missy,
that was?
If you're here, a flirt.
Ouch! Hey! You're stepping on my feet, guy.
Sorry, I'm a big fisherman. I'm not used. This is a Fisherman High School, and I'm a chaperone.
He's
here tonight, and I just like your top if I can. I'd like to use it as a fishing net. I'd like
okay. Like to have I was just explaining this. What was your name? You lovely, dashing.
Oh, me?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Tlusi.
We were kind of, there was some chemistry, and then I was going to let her borrow my top.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think there was chemistry.
Oh, sorry. I was just selfishly looking for a fishing net, and I saw your...
Here, I have a loose napkin, mister.
Okay.
Here's a loose napkin. Can you use that as a fishing net?
You know what? I don't want a cock block here, so I'm just going to mosey over back to the Fisherman High School and look over those kids, those young fishermen.
Yeah. Well,
good luck with your net top.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah.
Jeez.
That was wild. Just crazy.
What does he mean he's going to look over the kids? What does that mean?
I hoped that he meant like overwatch, chaperone in some way. I mean, he is our age, so that was weird.
That was weird. Yeah.
Those South Bay schools are kind of, they're near the water. And,
Hey, so anyway, can I have the top or what?
Yeah. How about this? I give you the top.
Uh-huh.
I get your number and maybe, so when I get the top back and maybe we can go to the movies.
I think it makes more sense for me to take the top and then I will just leave it. I'll find a way to get a message I'll just leave it like on the road or something.
Sorry, Lucia, can we talk for a second?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Sorry, one sec.
So, Lucia, did you get the top? Because if you don't get the top, we're going to turn back to pond water at midnight.
Oh, my gosh. You think I don't know that, Miranda?
Well, I'm just getting a little worried that we're going to turn back into pond water.
You think I'm not working on it, Miranda? I am working on it, okay?
Well, I don't really know what you're doing. It seems like you're flirting over there, and I'm not, if you're not taking this seriously.
Gosh. I'm the only one who's trying to get this top. You're over there. I don't even know what you're doing. You're what? You're like on the dance floor, asking for it.
Yes, I am. You don't think I'm asking for a top? I'm twirling. I'm this going up curse? To people going, hi.
That doesn't do anything. That witch cursed us and we'll turn back into pond water and we'll have lost our one chance.
To be real. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. And good luck. All right. I'm going to keep twirling and I'm going to work on it on my end and you work it out on your end. Okay.
Wait, Miranda.
Yes. To Lucia.
What if we just take his top? I mean, I've been trying to get him to like give it to me, but he wants to go to the movies and blah, blah, blah. What if we just take it?
What's going on with you? You're crazy and I love it. Yeah, let's try.
We cut to them. They've convinced him to take the ride that used to be called, it's now called Hyperspace Mountain. And they're planning on it.
Hey. I have been on Zanga. And I've learned about alternative things like polyamory, and I'm real excited about this thing that we're doing here.
Oh, us Zanga, too.
Is Zanga a stream?
Zanga is a blog site that popularized much around the time MySpace was when people kind of migrated from LiveJournal.
Cool. So cool. Why don't you like sit in between us? Why don't you sit in front of us? You sit in front of us.
Yeah, you sit in front of us. Like a sandwich. And we're
the hyperspace mountain starts to move them up into the darkness.
Put your hands up. Have fun. Put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
Get ready for Star Wars themes coming at you.
Whoa.
Star Wars.
Hey. Put your arms.
They're so beefy.
I can't get it over the
Star Wars.
Oh my gosh. Miranda, it's 11:59 p.m.
Okay. Star Wars.
I got one arm.
Hold on. Hold on, guys. We're going to miss Jar Jar Binks. Let's stop,
Oh, no.
They're coming towards the end of the ride. Star Wars.
My feet are turning into water.
I know. My butt is pond.
Whoa. I did not know I had the moves like this, ladies.
Disembark, and as they come into the light, the two friends have disappeared and he's covered in water in this ride that did not have water.
I think I lost my virginity.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk some more about that.
Do you think that's possible? As I've said many times on this show, Disney has cameras everywhere.
Do you think it's possible to lose your virginity at Disney?
So,
I say no.
I mean, you could do it, but you might get punished.
Yeah, jail. Disney jail. Yeah.
I would say, you know, if you were trying to do that, any teens that may be listening, I would say what was formerly Captain EO, what was formerly Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, what was formerly Where I Worked. That is the one place you can probably bang without anyone looking.
You worked there?
Yeah, I worked on Honey, I Shrunk the Audience and Astro Orbiter. And so, like, you really couldn't see. You were standing in the back. So, like, you definitely have someone in there. But at least when I worked there, there wasn't cameras that really saw much of what was going on. So we usually, there was one time people caught the aftermath of some freaky business. I was like, and that's when I was like, okay, this is where you would do that.
You're taking notes.
Whoa. Yeah. This is a land tip, not a world tip, right?
Yeah, this is a land tip.
Yeah, land tip. Yeah.
The only part that
tying it at world.
Forget it at world.
Yeah, world, you know, they got Epcot. Game. They got probably Secret Service agents.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Are you saying just in the theater, or are you saying like there's
I don't understand corners. How that ride works. It is just a 3D theater.
Yeah, it was like a 3D theater. So when it was Captain EO, it was 3D.
I remember
Captain Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, it was the 4D, and they would shoot air up your ass to make it feel like things were moving around.
Shoot air up your ass?
All right, folks, we're going to be shooting air up your ass. I mean, up your bottom. Sorry, this is a new ride, and we're getting used to telling everyone the rules. And actually, you are our first adventurers.
Oh, honey, did you hear that? Aren't you so excited?
Yeah, he said it was
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, not Honey, did you hear that?
Oh, I see.
That's the audio experience.
I just have a follow-up question. I have some, I actually have pretty severe IBS. You know, I don't want to not do the ride, but will the air, do you shoot air directly? Is it in?
Yes, we seatbelt you into a position where it will shoot it directly up your bottom.
Oh, I see. There's a little tube here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
Just like in the movie.
And I don't remember this from the movie. Do you, hon?
I don't, but I feel like it was.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Baby, all right?
No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm prolapsed. Prolapsed right now.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, we see some people riding in the seats right below them.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. I got a plan.
There's part of the sludge being dropped on us.
It's the sludge portion. We just did that. It's the sludge portion.
I don't remember that part of the movie.
No, I think I do remember this from the movie.
Oh, okay.
It's because he... They go to the factory. Do you remember this? Oh. We watched this movie together. How do you not remember this? I feel like you don't pay attention when we're hanging out.
No,
I feel
damn.
Like we do things together and you don't pay attention.
Oh, we gosh. Cut back to the people riding on top.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, God.
It's okay. It's okay. They started a huge argument, so they're probably not going to worry about it. Just let it loose. You're free to blow.
What?
Oh, you're free to blow. I start to go. Oh, no, babe. No. No. Hold on. Don't get it on the ears. Don't get it. Oh, no. Okay.
We cut below. Oh, it's like lava or something being dropped on us. I don't remember this part of the movie.
It was in the second act of the movie when the neighbors are being mean, and so they decide to go on vacation. I really feel like if you don't want to spend time with me, then maybe we shouldn't be together, because I feel like I pay attention to things that you say. Ask me any question about you and I can answer it.
Okay. Well, what's my favorite of the Star Trek movie? Oh, God. It really smells like vomit.
Okay. You smell like vomit, and I'm not saying anything. I'm not yelling that all the time, okay? Listen, I don't think this is working out. I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore.
Oh, no, I fell from the level above into your car. Oh, I was the woman above. I was the woman above.
Baby, come back up. Of
shit
baby, come back up.
I can't, baby. Oh, my gosh. I burned a hole in my seat. Oh. They blew so much air up my butt that my stomach acid burned a hole in the seat and I fell through it.
Oh.
And I couldn't help but overhear your argument, your marital argument.
I remember this we're part hardly of the married. Movie. What do you just say we're hardly married? What do you mean we're hardly married?
I'm gonna head out.
No, hold on, you stay here. You're part of this now. What do you mean we're hardly married? I'd actually love the answer to that.
You're the one that said we don't relate. And then this story's being, and that couple eventually get a divorce and it ended up being a meet cute falling through the chair in the stomach acid hole. And they're just, and they're recounting that as part of their vows. And the priest is whispering, we don't need the whole story.
Okay.
Wait, but sure? I do think it gives context.
Yeah. It's actually okay, quite
just
nice.
Just exchange your rings.
Okay. So
I don't know why I was invited. Like, I'm still kind of heartbroken. Like, I was there for you. I was there for you.
You are my man of honor.
And can I just say, I am so honored to have you standing here with us today to witness this. Because you were a part of it.
You were a part of it, baby.
The only reason I'm here is because you paid for my trip to this Greece destination wedding.
Santorini.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improv4humans.com.
Let's talk some more about that.
You never question the price in another country, though, I gotta say.
No,
you sure don't.
No.
You
like, sure don't.
Even if it's $5,000 for a Coca-Cola, you're like, whatever.
Yeah, yes, this that's must reasonable. Be how it works out here.
That's
yeah.
how it works.
I recently went to London, and I haven't, it's been a long time since I've traveled abroad. And I, you know, this day and age, you don't even need cash. You know what I mean? You did everything's like Apple Pay, but I didn't know that. So I like went to the bank before I left. I was like, I must have cash. And I went and I got cash. And then when we landed in London, I saw a currency exchange desk and I was like, oh, let me just exchange my currency. Well, let me tell you, don't ever do that, because I went and I...
Because they got the fee, too.
They have the fee, and the fee is pretty substantial. I felt like such a freaking idiot, and I gave them my money, and he was like, okay, it was, you know, however much in pounds. And I was like, oh, really? And he was like, yeah, that's how much it is. You know, it's so much less. And I was like, okay. And then I also had, this is crazy, I also had my theater program. We did a study abroad thing in Moscow many years ago, and I still have rubles from Moscow. And so I was like, well, I'll try. It's a currency exchange. Maybe I'll see if I can get some pounds for rubles, you know? And so I just, I had all these, so I put a pile of rubles on the desk. He was like, what is this?
You had some Confederate nickels.
Oh my God. And I was like, oh, the rubles. They're rubles, you know, it's a currency. And he's like, we do not do that here. And so then I just had all these rubles, and then they did get mixed up with my pounds. And there were several times when I tried to pay for things with rubles instead of pound notes, because I didn't know the difference.
You're on a list them. For being like a time traveling spy.
I wish. I just felt like I felt like such a sucker.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're saying this is Nazi gold that's been passed down to you?
That's right. And I'm hoping to exchange it for some pounds.
No, pounds sterling.
What is it? No?
No.
What is okay, gold? It's solid gold.
These pinball tokens, I have to say no to.
Oh.
The New York City subway pass, that does not translate into...
What about my Dave and Buster's points?
What's
Dave
that?
Dave and Buster points. My Dave and Buster points.
Just curious, how many do you have? That doesn't mean yes, though.
15,000. 15,000.
Is that a lot? What's that?
Pretty good. That's pretty good. You know, I could spend a whole afternoon in Dave and Buster's. I just want a couple pounds in exchange.
No, ma'am. We just do recognize. What is this?
What's this? These are Tic Tacs.
Gold.
I'd like some pounds sterling. I have 10 Tic Tacs, and I would like the adequate amount of pounds sterling.
No, pound. You keep saying pound sterling. But no. Do you have any just cash?
I'm sorry. Cash? The sign on this desk says currency exchange.
Right.
Is this some sort of, what are you?
Most
some
people,
sort of-
it's just dollars to pounds here all day long. Dollars to pounds, pounds to dollars.
Okay, here's some sand dollars. I'd like to exchange them for pounds sterling, please. I have some fully intact sand dollars.
I was about to say, these are very nice, flawless.
Fully intact.
Let me see the other side. Oh, very nice.
Really good, right?
Clean these.
I have.
And that's a conch shell too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
So how much can I get for that? What are these worth?
Even though it works perfectly, I'm afraid... And I am tempted just to buy it myself, but it's not currency. It may be currency other places on some
you
small
don't understand.
Tropical
I don't
islands,
have
but not here.
Any other money. This is my money. I don't have any other money. And I have a one-way ticket to London.
She puts this giant round stone. What the fuck gold is this?
This stone? This is the Rosetta Stone.
That's still not currency.
What? What?
I thought this was really old currency, and I was going to look into going, you know what, maybe. But the Rosetta Stone, that
it's a Rosetta
worth
Stone.
A lot.
It's worth a lot. Yes,
it's priceless,
surely.
It's literally.
I'm sorry, well, there's a line here. I'm sorry, we've been really patient, and there is a line. Yeah,
excuse me, ma'am. Also waited in line, and now
doctor.
I'm at the front of the
I'm
line.
I'm a doctor, and it's doctor.
I got rupees
doctor.
Over here. I got rupees from the Kingdom of Hyrule.
This gentleman has rupees from the kingdom, and we would like them exchanged.
And you know what, doctor, what sort of currency do you have?
I have dollars that I'm looking to exchange into pesos. I'm going to Mexico on vacation.
How about this? I'll
Doctor,
give
you. Thank you. $1.
Thank you.
What?
There you go. There's your peso.
I appreciate it.
Hey!
Quick and easy.
I don't like exchanging big quantities, so I exchange them for the purchases that I'm looking to make at the time. I'm getting a coffee.
This is absurd.
We'll see you at the end of the day.
Thank you.
You're the only person that travels back and forth just to get coffee.
Oh, that must be some just good for coffee. You, Alan. Yeah, absolutely. I like chatting with you. That's why I do it.
This is bullshit.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your one word suggestion from the Improv for Humans Discord.
Okay, I keep starting scenes when I mean to do something, Brett, that I'm very excited about, which is go to our Discord.
Ooh.
For the first time on improvforhumans.com, the new improvforhumans.com, to get some one word suggestions, humans. Oh, yeah.
It's been years.
From hashtag wow. One word suggestions. So here we go, guys. You remember how it works. Iffy maybe, I don't even know if Iffy and Vic have been on the show since suggestions.
No, I don't think so. It's been too long.
We stopped because Twitter became toxic. It was like suggestions. Why don't you go fuck yourself?
There's oh, jeez.
Did you do scenes off of that?
You could only do so many, why don't you go fuck yourself? All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Ready.
How many you want? One, two, or three?
Three.
Three? Nice. Okay. Flannel.
Nice.
Data and splash. Any of those words. Flannel, data, or splash are all shouted out from the audience.
Splash.
Any of those. Ring a bell. Splash. Pretty splash. Exciting.
Well, you know, another tale of young weird Iffy is I used to have, after watching the movie Splash as a kid, I started having a dream girlfriend where it was this mermaid who would appear in my dreams and she was my girlfriend. She was my girlfriend in my dreams, and I would always like, you know, and it was like a recurring dream where she would come and I would like talk to her, and like I was just always excited to go to sleep and see my dream girlfriend. And then and then eventually I just stopped having this dream. She ghosted me.
No.
I didn't know what it was then, but she just stopped appearing in my consciousness. And was probably like, date someone corporeal, please.
Well, did you worry that she got caught?
No, because, you know, we like, cause she would do the thing where being on dry land, she'd get feet and, you know, we would go through our
that
little
classic
like,
thing.
Yeah. That classic mermaid things. Where it's like, yeah, she got tricky. Some feet.
What do you remember? Did she have a name?
No, I don't remember her name. She definitely did, but I definitely don't remember.
Yeah, wow.
Could that be why she stopped showing up, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, you're going to forget me. You're going
to
be on a
cut
pod.
To Iffy's first date with a real person. Mm-hmm. After not having the mermaid girlfriend dreams for a couple of months.
Yeah, so, you know, this is my first time kind of really getting out there. Oh, it was kind of a tough, yeah. Just completely ghosted me.
I'm really sorry to hear that. I like a similar thing happened to me. I got ghosted by, it's weird to call somebody an ex when you went on like 3 dates, but,
yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah. What's that like, you know, 3 dreams?
What?
What's that? You know, it's like 3 dreams, you know, you have to, you know, you go have a dream, you meet them, right. Hang out, wake up.
Oh, like a metaphor. Like it was like all a dream. Yeah. I mean, it really does sort of feel like dazed like that, but, yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm happy to be doing this with you. I loved your profile. It was so funny.
Oh, thanks. You know, you know, I was just trying to be just present, you know, sometimes you're just like caught up, just going through the motions and just rushing to bed just to see that special someone. But now I'm up. I'm awake.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. You dated a person?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. That was an insane thing of me to say. Right.
Squish. Hi, welcome to Chili's. Can I take your order? Any drinks or appetizers or anything?
I think you seem so familiar, but
Do you want a Presidente margarita? Or
that would be amazing. Yeah. You're soaking wet. Are you okay?
I'm great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. It seems like maybe you're sweating a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 2 Presidente margaritas?
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Poppers?
That would be.
Poppers?
Yeah, I'd love some poppers.
Okay, great.
Some sweet potato fries, too.
Squish.
Yeah, okay. So you're in marketing, right?
Okay, I'm not tripping. That person was like, had wet from the waist down, right? We both saw that.
Just like guys, sorry, took me a little bit. Welcome to Chili's. You guys ready to order?
Oh, sorry. We just ordered with the other waiter, the one that was
that second. Motherfucker. Take my.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry about that.
We can order with you.
No. If he wants to take this table, fine.
Okay.
Cool.
Sorry. Yeah. She seemed a little soggy. I don't know. So marketing, what is that like? I'm in a more creative field. So it's just something like I've always been a little bit curious about, like office day to day.
I mean, I kind of see myself as a creative too. You know, when I get in there and put those numbers together and make them add up, you know, to, you know, our metrics. We're trying to hit our metrics daily.
Squish. Here are your Presidente margaritas. Do you mind if I just, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time breathing. Do you mind if I just stick my head in your marker?
Yeah, please splash. Don't do that. Okay. Are you breathing through the alcohol? Is that what's, okay.
Oh, thank you so much. Sorry about that. I can get you a fresh one. I just, you know, squishing over here. It started to warm me out.
You know, do we know each other?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh my God.
I will get another one actually. So I'll do a new margarita. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Can you grab
a margarita for my date here?
Thank you.
You're on a date.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I like the fact that she's here and didn't stop showing up.
Hey, you know, I know we sort of left things on a weird note, but and I will get your margarita in a second.
Great. Maybe now. Maybe now. Or we can grab the other waiter to do it, maybe.
I took this table. That guy can go fuck himself.
Okay. I'm sorry. How do you know her?
You remember when I said I was ghosted by the person from my dreams?
Right. So you were talking about a literal dream that you had. You were dreaming somebody and then they ghosted you?
Yeah, sure. They stop appearing in my dreams, and now they're appearing in real life.
Mm-hmm.
After.
That's right. And let me ask you this. Do you know my name now?
back to the name thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know what happens? Yeah. We're there. We have time together. We're spending. We're creating memories. And then as soon as I wake up, if I don't write them down right away, it just disappears.
Okay. This is the problem. Yeah, okay. So let me tell you something. If you're going to date this person, you should just know that he does not remember names. He doesn't know your name. Okay. I guarantee you he doesn't know your name. And you wonder why I stopped showing up in your dreams. You wonder why I came here into the real world.
Hey, Simon said he didn't take... What are you doing at this table? Do you even work here?
Yeah, I work here, bitch.
Ow! Soaked.
Squirt.
Yeah. Oh, how'd you do that?
Hey, if any mermaid can.
Evan, I'm sorry. I don't say this very often, and I thought this was going pretty well, but I think you have to go after her.
And she has left the restaurant because she's pissed. He still doesn't know her name. This restaurant's right on the dock.
Splash!
Wait.
She took a corporeal form for you. You gotta go.
Okay.
Hey, some lady just jumped on the ocean.
Go jump on the ocean.
All right, I'm on the way. It was nice meeting you, but
go get out of here. Okay.
Wait.
Hey, you going after that lady? She just jumped in the ocean.
Yes. By any chance, did you catch her name?
What? You think like, she ran by and yelled her name out?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
Hey, we're about to take this boat out. You want to come with us?
Yeah, yeah.
We're about to take this boat.
Yeah, yeah. Let me hop on that boat, please.
He just offered you a boat ride without saying his name is Carl. Yeah. People don't just say shout out their name all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I was just, it was hopeful, wishful
so
thinking.
So no, that lady ran by, jumped in the ocean, and didn't shout out her name for some reason.
I'm sorry, is this boat going out to the ocean? Methinks I would like to hop on if that is all right.
Yeah. Okay, why are you going out to the ocean?
Oh, just for some sightseeing.
Come on.
This boat's... let me grab my suitcase. This might take a second. Here we go.
Okay.
Young sir, would you like to help me with my suitcase?
Sure, I guess. Why is it so heavy?
Oh, methinks you should not ask any questions you don't want the answer to.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. We're losing time. She's swimming who knows where.
We got to an interrogation room where this guy's being interrogated because he was the last one who saw this person with a suitcase that actually ended up having an atomic bomb.
All right. I need you to understand.
You to understand.
I was simply...
That could have been the end of humanity.
Yeah.
And you didn't ask any questions. You didn't even ask that person's name.
Yes, I know. It was a mistake because I was chasing down the mermaid from my dreams.
Wait, listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. You're not making any sense.
Mermaids are real.
What?
Mermaids are real.
I know that they're real. I work for the government. You think I don't know mermaids are not real? I do. Are they? They are real. I know that. Okay. I'm very high up in the government. I know that.
Okay.
I'm good. I just need you to tell me the name of the person who's carrying that heavy suitcase that ended up having an atomic bomb in it.
I could only describe him. He had a pencil mustache, round glasses, and he would twiddle his fingers together as he would steeple them. And that's like, not many people are doing that. So you should be able to find him based on that, I assume.
And he never came up with a name. And you'd think after that, after almost the world almost ending, you'd get better with names. You'd find a memory device or something. But we cut to the funeral of his own mother when he's given the eulogy. Okay, if it's your turn.
You're
the one that will say her full name.
Why did you feel the dirt on her? To specify that. Like, of course, I'm going to say it. We get up there, I'm going to say my mom's full name.
Well, you are the oldest son.
Yeah,
I'm the oldest responsibility. Son. I just want you to know. Everyone else will say something nice, but you just have to say her full name and throw the first
Got it.
First handful of dirt.
Thank you all for coming here today in honor of my mother. Mommy Wadiway, Mommy Wadiway was lived a long life.
A.K.A.
Mom Wadiway. Mommy, A.K.A. Mom. Mommy, A.K.A. Mom, A.K.A. Mother Wadiway has...
License name.
Well, my mom was a private person. She said even in her death, I should only call her mother, mommy, mom. Never her license name. So I know it, though. I just am refusing.
Starts with a D.
DeLorean Wadiway.
Oh, you're so close.
Oh, well, you know, y'all know that one. You know, y'all know, the people who know, if you know, you know.
She's not a goddamn car from the 80s.
Yeah, of course. Right now, I do wish I could go back to the future and have one more second with my mom, who is dead in front of us.
Well, I hope you'd ask her fucking name.
I'm so sorry. I know I'm interrupting the funeral. I am such a huge fan of the Muppets and like you specifically. Can I get an autograph? You're the old guy from the Muppets, right? Who's like up in the balcony.
Me? Waldorf.
I'm so sorry. I know that this isn't appropriate, but can you sign a little piece of paper for me?
Yeah, there you go. I don't usually reach down. Whoa!
He's dead now.
You killed Waldorf.
Oh my god!
He fell straight through the second story building we're in and downstairs to the people having the funeral below us, and they look like they're fighting.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Let's go back to I enjoyed that. How that inspired us. Those words. That was a great story.
Very good. Ooh. Good words, good story.
Thank you, Jay Queasy, for that splash.
Yeah.
Okay, the next three words. In case. Toaster. Airport. Those are some pretty solid words.
Mm-hmm.
Especially airport.
In case.
Did you guys ever travel as like an unaccompanied minor ever? I feel like my parents got divorced and my dad moved up to Toronto. And so me and my brother and sister, when I was like 16, we started doing like the trip every like 3 months. Every 3 weeks from Toronto to Vancouver, or not Vancouver, to Chicago for the weekend.
Whoa.
And so we spent a lot of time at O'Hare and Pearson's International's unaccompanied minors. And it's just kind of crazy because they sort of treat you like, you get like weird access to places in the airports. Like, I want very clear that I don't want to steal a plane, but I do think that like unaccompanied minors have the best chance of like sneaking on, like stealing stuff they're not supposed to be doing.
Damn, could you get into, crazy. You get like escorted through like the back hallways and stuff?
Yeah, and people have to keep an eye on you, and people get a little loosey-goosey with that, I feel like, sometimes.
Hey, we got some unaccompanied minors coming. Let's come on back through here. Go back through this door here. We can go. It's faster than going down the main hallway. I got an unaccompanied minor back here.
It's all good.
We got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go on my break, though. So can you just sit them in the cockpit for a second?
Yeah, sit them in the cockpit.
Yeah, sit them in the cockpit. They can't go nowhere.
Okay. This is going nowhere if the helicopter doesn't work anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
Just don't touch any buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't press any buttons. I'm getting a please. Coffee.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. But just stay here. Don't touch a thing.
This looks like my video game.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little different, though. So just don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it probably operates the same, like if you ended up in the sky with it. But don't do that. Don't let that give you any ideas. I'm just saying.
Operates the same. Pretty cool. You know, my dad says, okay, they're gone.
She's alone in the abandoned old helicopter.
I'm not going to press a button, but if I.
They left you in here too, didn't they?
Huh?
No. They left you in here too.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even see you there for a second. You're so small. Hi.
Yeah. Hey. What's
we
up?
We live in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Are you guys all in a company of minors?
Yes.
Well, we're in the company of each other.
Yeah. That's all
I'm
we
not
have
a
now.
Minor anymore. I'm 52.
Oh, okay.
So you've been but I still since... hang out with you guys.
You've been in here since...
She's the oldest miner.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what airline were you flying with?
Eastern Airlines.
Oh, whoa, that's not even a thing anymore.
Yeah, I was on Pan Am.
Whoa! Is that older than Eastern?
It might be.
Okay. I don't know. Whoa, that's crazy.
But whoa. Don't worry, if they don't come back, you can survive with us. Hey, want to see some stuff that TSA confiscated in the last week?
Oh, yeah.
Does my dad want some alone time with his new girlfriend? That's a yes.
That's a good one. That's the new bear shits in the woods.
Oh, that's a new Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Whoa, what airline were you flying?
I was flying none other than WOW Airlines.
Okay, that one's still around, but just barely.
Yeah, well, it was
that was the airline piloted by gig workers.
Well, go on, Timmy, open up the box of TSA stuff.
Okay. Oh, is that me?
I can't remember the name.
We call each other Timmy.
Okay, I'm Timmy too. So that was kind
we're
of
all Timmy. So
yeah, yeah. Yes. Whoa, what a coincidence. Okay,
you're Timmy now too.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the club.
You'll forget your parents' name they gave you pretty soon.
Oh well, they did give me the name Timmy. So honestly is just sort of a nice coincidence.
Oh look,
there.
Here's a gun.
Whoa.
A lot of people just bring their guns to the airport. And they forget they have so many guns. They forget they have it in their bag.
Whoa.
Wow.
See, it's loaded too.
Yeah, we could probably eat it.
Yeah.
Timmy, I told you can't eat guns.
Yeah, right. Watch this. Gulp.
Whoa.
What
the heck? Lucky as a derringer.
Just ate it in one gulp.
In one single gulp.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, take a shit away from us.
Yeah.
You know, I always want to do it near you guys.
Yeah, but it's dangerous now. Yeah.
I feel unsafe if I don't do it near you.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? Haven't you ever just tried leaving?
Unaccompanied?
Well,
completely unaccompanied.
That's dangerous.
You just said that Timmy is 52 years old. So technically there is an adult guardian. And if you were flying on Pan Am, I would imagine that you're at least well in your 40s.
I think I'm in my 70s. Oh, maybe. 70s. Yeah. But we never matured. We never saw the light of day.
We're not equipped to accompany anybody.
I know.
We're not even homeschooled. We're cockpit schooled.
We were told you can't leave, you can't go anywhere in this airport without an adult accompanying you. And so they never came back to us. And so,
okay, good news. Wait, they never came back to you. Somebody just came to drop me off here like a second ago and you guys were hiding.
Yeah, well, we hide in the shadows.
Yeah,
have other kids come and gone and you guys just hid?
Yeah, you know, it's scary.
It's scary.
The older people, they're so much bigger than us.
They're old. Yeah. Smell of cologne.
So wait, you don't know anything about the world right now?
No.
Tell us a little.
Yeah,
tell us a little.
President Kennedy still president.
Oh no, I got some really bad news.
Burp, a bullet.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
And that's kind of what happened to President Kennedy.
He burped a bullet?
That's so cool. It's so cool.
No.
Sort of.
Wait a minute, sounds. I hear them coming back. Sounds. Adults.
Hide.
Wait, hold on.
Hide, Timmy.
I got my coffee.
Oh.
Hey, how's it going, kid?
Good. I don't
know
how to press
any buttons, huh?
No, I would never. But there's some kids hiding in here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I think they've been hiding in here for a really long time.
Who said?
Who said? I just said. Come I just on, said a second kid. Ago.
Stop making up stories.
No, no, no. One is 52 and one flew on Pan Am and the other one didn't know that President Kennedy died and then they farted a
They
bullet.
Shoot the TSA guy. and they come down and slice him up with confiscated
quick get the hunch knives. Get the hunch
oh quickly God. Skin him this is how we survive
yes oh we must eat
yeah, we're putting on his face like a hood good. Oh my god
you're one of us Timmy
yeah come on Timmy
while
dig
it's
in.
Fresh
get a bite
I gotta get out of here and then Timmy presses a button and all of the whirring and the sounds and dust comes out of the
Whoa, what's happening? What's happening? What? I'm sitting
We're
right
going
by this open
up.
Door.
Whoa.
They go up through the glass ceiling. Timmy is now piloting the helicopter.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. I can do this. Okay, to the left, it's just like my game. To the right, over under.
Hours later, in a backyard, it's somewhere in suburban Maryland, the helicopter lands behind a nice-looking two-story house.
I'm home! Okay, I made it! Dad!
Yeah. Whoa, you're here early. Sorry,
Babe, come back to bed.
Hold on, my son's here.
You are not going to believe the day that I had.
Oh, what happened?
Mom dropped me off at the airport, and then I made it to your house. Can I just come in?
Well, yeah. No, we were having alone time, remember?
Yeah, but, you know, it's stuff like this that has me only get them every 3 weeks. So, I gotta get you in
He's
here.
He's covered in blood.
Oh, you know, you've been to the airport.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, I'm going back to our Discord on Improv for Humans only, because I find this inspiring. And thank you, Whale Home, for airport.
Woo woo.
Ventilation is a word. Wanker. You know that word, Mary. You're just in London.
Thank you for translating.
Yeah, I know that word well. And ventilation?
Moolah. What was ventilation, it? Moolah.
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 Money.
Ooh,
these are some fun words.
Wanker.
Mm-hmm.
Ventilation.
Being
a wanker.
Wanker. Oh, gosh. Ventilation. Well, what does that make me think of?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? That makes me think of the theater school that I went to. Our facilities were pretty tough. I remember there was the acting room was like, it was a biohazard zone. Like there was asbestos, you know, there was like insulation coming out of the ceiling and the room was falling apart because we did a lot of acting exercises in there where people would, you know, throw stuff and like really, really go for it. And they have since torn that building down because it was so
shitty.
It was so bad. But yeah, that was definitely that ventilation makes me think of that room. Oh my gosh.
I love going that what you're talking about. I only did a few acting classes, but it always cracked me up. When people went to that place, that next place of either crying where you're like, wow, that person got to crying way too quick. Like, I can't get to crying in real life that quick.
Yeah.
Or anger is the easiest one. And I got to anger once where me and this guy were we were pretty much in the start of a fight.
Really?
Yeah, because people start, he really hit me in the chest. We were doing, I think it was True West.
Sure.
And we started doing that thing you do in real life where you poke someone in the chest and you keep doing it harder and harder. And then he did it really hard to the point where I was like, I got real anger. It wasn't acting anymore. It was just like, fuck you, you can't hit me that hard. And I did it back to him and we were pretty much into it at that point.
That's wild.
And then the teacher was kind of congratulating us almost.
Yes.
Like, fuck, that was stupid.
I remember we did a show, we did a one act and my character, a couple of the characters just stayed on stage the whole time, even though we didn't have any lines. We were just supposed to like live on stage. And me, it's that thing in college where you're like, you're 19, but you're playing a 70-year-old person, you know, because that's all that's in the, that's who you're casting from. And so it was me and my friend, the two of us were playing like these old women. And we're just supposed to like exist on stage. We had a line every now and then. But I remember one time, well, first of all, we did like a show or we did a rehearsal. And I thought I was like, I really killed that. I was like really doing some strong character work. And the note I got after from the director was, Mary, you're like, you're doing crazy stuff with your face. You're like, it's really distracting. You're like mugging. And so I was like, oh my God, I thought I was really good. And then we did another rehearsal and my friend who was sitting next to me, we were like making something or knitting or something. And I tried to take, I don't remember specifically what it was, but I tried to take the needle or whatever. And my friend snapped at me as my friend. Like not in character, was just like, stop it. And I got so hurt by that. It felt so real. And I just like completely forgot about acting. And I was just like, why does she snap at me? Like I was really, I didn't say anything, but I was just like not even thinking about the play. And then the notes after were, great job, Mary.
Okay, Mary, I'm just gonna go to everyone for notes. And Mary, if I can get the same, I didn't get the same reaction to you from you in today's rehearsal that we got yesterday when I complimented you after, remember?
Oh,
remember when I said, nice job, that's what I need?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, I do.
And I didn't get it again today. We're back more. To that tepid baseline we were on before.
Tepid? Oh, that's
before awful. The great rehearsal yesterday. So if you can try to access that.
It's just my husband texted me and said he wanted a divorce yesterday. And so I was distracted. So I actually.
Okay, like but I'm sure he still wants it, right?
Yeah, I think he does.
Want to read the text again? And then we can start from the top.
Well, I was sort of hoping to leave it behind and just focus on my art and my craft and like just focus on the story we're telling. Because honestly, yesterday I was so distracted. Like, you know.
But being distracted apparently helped you get out of your mugging phase, I'll call it. I'm sure doesn't it get worse the more you think about it, the divorce, not better? It's only going to get worse.
Well, yeah. So I guess that's why I don't want
the worst.
Oh, are you divorced as well? I'm sorry. I know that might be too personal, but are you?
That is very personal. I'm sorry. That is rude. Stop it.
Ouch.
Stop it.
I will. Ouch. Okay.
Do not
stop grabbing my nose. I will stop. I'll stop.
And that is not abuse. That is a Three Stooges grab.
I know. And I know you're not holding it right now. That is okay
for directors to do that.
I know that's your thumb. I know you're not holding it right now.
Yes, that is not your nose. I'm not even going to tell you it is. It is. It is.
What about me? What do you want from me? You know, you've been directing her and I've just been sitting here watching.
Okay. You have been great every single rehearsal. And when I see your acting, I feel like I'm watching a stair step where I think I'm at the top of the steps. And then the next rehearsal I see there's one more step of acting that I haven't witnessed before. And I'm afraid to give you a note because I don't want to influence your acting.
Understood.
I'm sorry.
Just don't be distracted by Mary would be my note, I guess.
Okay. Yes. Nope.
If she doesn't, if she isn't able to access why her husband doesn't like her or the divorce, whatever you want to call it.
I sort of just don't understand. Like, can I, actor to actor, can I ask you, how are you able to do this so well? Because I feel like I'm doing it well, but then I get this note that I, my face, sometimes he'll just point at me and say, your face.
Well, you see, my character is not wearing underwear in the movie. So I haven't been wearing underwear this whole time. I feel the denim amongst my nether regions and it locks me in.
That's great. You see, I told you guys, first rehearsal, if you're having problems acting, go watch the movie that this play was turned into. And that's the way to act, is to be inspired by the choices other actors made on the same characters before. Remember that. If you'd have problems remembering that, write it down. I'm sure it'll be on an acting school door someday.
Okay. Well, I want to put on the best production of Hamlet that we can. And so, you know, that tip
you
about
the denim. You've got to watch the movie. It's all in the movie. The black and white one with Denzel Washington.
Okay.
Actually, that wasn't Hamlet, was it? No, we'll watch that movie just to be safe.
I should watch. I just feel like I.
Everyone watch that movie to be safe.
Okay, and I'm not gonna, you know, reopen a conversation with my husband right now because I don't want to think about my divorce. I'm fine with like watching the movie.
I took the liberty of texting your husband actor to actor, and he just responded. And
what did he say?
Read it out loud.
Oh my God.
Yes, it would help me if you read it out loud. Yes, it would help me.
Me?
As well.
You want me to read it out loud?
Yes, because I want to lock in to that
I'm
with
just
you.
I'm a dancer, but it helped me too.
It would help some of the dancers too.
I don't know why we have dancing in Hamlet. This feels weird.
It's my choice.
Ouch.
Okay.
Ouch. Hey, let go of my ear.
I have your nose now. Now I do have it.
Ow. Hey!
You can still breathe, okay? You can still breathe. The nasal passage is still there. It's just you don't have the proboscis. Okay. Are we ready to try that scene again?
Yes.
So I'm not reading the text from my husband, my ex-husband?
Oh, yes, we need you to read it. We're going to launch right into the scene.
Okay. Hey, slut. Time's up. Not into it anymore. Greener pastures await. You can have the Cherokee Jeep.
Action.
Hamlet, I brought you pansies for remembrance.
No. Looking deep inside myself. I, Hamlet, will accept these pansies.
Okay.
You can have the Jeep Kajang Grand Cherokee. I improvised that part,
excellent.
You know, to kind of help you tap in. I wanted to help you tap in, so I improvised.
I'm okay with it. The bard didn't have Cherokee Jeeps to work with. I'm sure he would have had that in that line.
I'm sorry. I just feel like there needs to be a line between art and life. And I just don't think, you know, like that was really embarrassing. The fact, you know, so now you all know that my husband.
Thanks for
I'm a
reading
slut.
The slut part. You could have skipped over that.
You know, I actually find it kind of endearing. Does you bear your soul for the art?
I do too, and I've been really harsh on you throughout this whole rehearsal process, kind of picked on you.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I'll say. And you took my nose, my proboscis.
Here, let me give it back to you.
Thank you.
You know what? Fuck the Shakespeare. I'm announcing now to the whole cast, page one, rewrite. We're just going to do Mary's text between her and her husband for the last 3 months as our script.
Yes, no,
amazing.
No.
Amazing.
Opening night.
Oh, my God. It's pretty opening night.
We cut to opening night.
Oh, my God. Wait, I have to say something. I know the curtain's just about to go up, but I'm freaking out. This feels like...
Don't worry. Put your hand in my hand. Put your hand in my hand.
Okay.
I got this. The curtains will open, and you'll be so deep in character. You won't even be thinking about the divorce.
We're still calling this Hamlet, though. It feels... Yes. People are expecting Hamlet.
They'll have no way of knowing. They just know it's our flavor.
And we cut to near... What? We cut to near the end of the third act.
And Mary, this is why I leave you on your slottish ass. The Jeep Grand Cherokee. Here. As I step away.
Okay. Then I guess, you know, are you taking the dog too? This just feels like really unfair.
Why? What should be the fear?
I'm not a slut. I'm not a slut.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
The light starts to... Turns into a pin light as she says, I'm not a slut.
I'm not a slut. I'm not a slut.
There's a slow fade.
I'm not a slut.
We see everyone in the audience loves it. Even the critic from the Shakespeare Times, who at first hated the first act, but then came around on it.
Bravo! Bravo!
Did you see that? The Shakespeare Times critic is here.
Oh, yeah.
She looks out in the audience, sees Erin clapping, and then she sees in the front row her husband.
Tom?
Yeah, it's me.
What are you doing here? I thought you left, and you took the dog, too.
I signed up for therapy. And it turns out there's a lot of things I need to work through. You ain't no slut. I just hate my mom.
Light forms on his face.
I just hate my mom. And really, I've been lashing out on you, gaslighting. Getting mean to you when you want to hang out with friends and surfers and such. And I gotta say, you deserve better.
And to black fade. And this is now on Broadway. We say the name of the show is Tom. We cut to him going after the show. He's going to his limo at the backstage door, and people are asking for autographs, and he sees his ex-wife.
Oh, Mary, how you doing?
Hi. That was wow, that was a great show. It was really moving.
Yeah.
Can I have an autograph? I feel crazy asking that, but
Tom, they're bringing around the Jeep Cherokee Grand Cherokee Jeep limo.
Yeah, sure. You know,
you turned the Jeep into a limo.
Yeah, you know, I figured it was such a centerpiece of our performance. Well, my performance now.
This is insane. You were a data analyst at IBM. Yeah. I was the actor. And now you have a Broadway show, and it's just based entirely on our divorce.
Yeah.
So unfair.
Look, I went from IBM. I be making plays.
Humans. I have been so glad to jump back into these Twitter suggestions because they are inspiring. Why should I let the toxicity of Twitter keep me away from human suggestions, Brett. We got our own place here now. Can't tell me to fuck off anymore in the suggestion area. Okay, but Mary, thanks for doing the show.
Thanks for having me.
Pencils down, script down. So tell us where we can compliment you on social media once the strike is over. Find out about things you're pushing.
Oh, sure. I'm on Instagram at Mary Hollandaise, like the sauce.
There you go. Ooh. What about you, Iffy?
Yeah, Iffy Wadiway on Twitter and Instagram. And if you're a human in San Diego, December 7th, I'll be headlining the Gold Room at Mic Drop Comedy.
Nice!
Come
That's
through.
That's awesome, Iffy.
See me do some goose gags, ha-has, hee-hees.
I know Vic is always over at the UCB Theater and such. I'm sure you can find her on Instagram. But Brett, please, if you are a human listener that has not checked out Improv for Humans, or Humans, I'm going to spell human, so improvforhumans.com, you got to go there. We're not just offering this show ad-free, not just this show with a bonus scene, but a whole umbrella of new podcasts called Professor Besser, another umbrella of podcast. I say umbrella instead of feed. I don't know why. That's me, my old school. And one Venn diagram of the best taste in the universe. There's lots over there, Brett.
So good.
When I start posting videos, it's going to be a whole new level. When you see some of this shit I'm putting up, you're not going to believe it. Improv for Humans, $40 for a year. That's nothing. Yeah. That's nothing. I charge that for a workshop. And I'm saying right now, if 40 humans in a city subscribe, I will come to that city and do a workshop.
Ooh.
I will do a free workshop.
Ooh.
The theater will have to make some money, so they'll charge you something. But I will not charge you anything in that city. I will do a free lecture to all Improv for Human subscribers. We can get 40 in a city. That's not many, Brett.
That's amazing.
When I do go to a city, that's about how many are in my workshop. So there you go. It's that simple, Mary. Improvforhumans.com. That's the 40 Human Initiative, we'll call it maybe. I'll have my new merch, the stringy tank tops.
Nice.
I think I know what that is. When you were saying it, I was like, I think I know what that is. It's like where it's many cuts.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's being cut. It's not literally made of strings, is it?
Somebody said recently that you're supposed to call them A shirts now or something, or H shirts, and not wife beaters like we always used to call them.
I remember at first someone out here they used to call them white beaters, and I was like, that's not what they're called. They're called wife beaters, and that was corrected. But then now someone called it on TikTok white, like a wife lover shirt, and I was like, okay. Oh, that's cute. That's a cute alternative.
Yeah.
Put on my wife lover.
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't suggest it was a good idea.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not using it anymore.
I think that word was to warn people off.
Like, yeah.
You see some dude wearing that.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Do not trust him.
My wife mocks me when I put on a muscle shirt.
Ooh.
You
got some guns.
I don't.
We're there. We're in St. Louis. We were St. Louis strutting down that street.
All right. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans will be live in Pasadena at the Ice House, October 28th. There are still tickets left, so make sure to come to this very special Halloween show. Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series, go to improv4humans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan. Only $4 a month or $40 a year.
By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests and giving us all a platform for more interaction and lots more comedy.